This podcast is sponsored by Podcorn. Podcorn is a fast and easy way to get your podcast sponsored by great companies that are aligned with your podcast. The Podcorn market has host read ads, interview segments, topical discussions, and more. There are no middlemen, and you get to set your own rates and collaborate directly with brands. You don't have to give up any of your rights, and you have full control over how you monetize your podcast. I love it. Podcorn.com. That's podcorn.com. Hey, this is Dr. Letitia Wright, and you're listening to the Get Crowdfunded Now podcast. This podcast is for anybody who's interested in crowdfunding. You want to learn about raising money for your business, investing, or even how to raise money for a charity using crowdfunding. I'm your host, Dr. Letitia Wright, America's crowdfunding strategist and a crowdfunding expert that's actually been there, done that, and got the money. Thanks for hanging with us. Here's today's podcast. All right. We're doing questions Q&A at the end of the year in the beginning of 2020. Questions that you guys have sent in. Some of your names I'm keeping private, but I wanted to address some questions to make sure I'm really getting down and educating you guys on how crowdfunding works. There's such a lot of confusion around it, and I just want to make sure the education gets in there. If you're listening on anchor.fm, all you have to do is push a button and you can actually leave me a message with your question. That's just an amazing thing. Everybody else can hit me up on info@rightplacetv.com, send me an email, and I will definitely get to your question. So this comes from, I'll call your name Shirley. It says, I have 264 Facebook friends. Can I raise $350 for a basketball camp for my son? Here's the answer. The answer is absolutely you should be able to do it, and here is how. I could just say, yes, that's our show, fans. Bye. No. Here's how I would do this. I would use Facebook. You can raise money for personal raises on Facebook. Now, I don't do a lot of teaching on personal raises. I focus on crowdfunding for business. Crowdfunding for personal raises is very different from crowdfunding for business. Yes, they're both crowdfunding, but they have different rules, different tactics, and it just works differently. It's sort of like driving a car on the street, everyday street in your neighborhood, versus driving a car on a racetrack in a race. They're both driving, they're both cars, but very different rules, very different things going on. So I'm going to take this time to really address a personal raise, but if you've been listening to the show and trying to apply these to a personal crowdfunding situation, I can understand why you would be thinking, this is not working and I'm having a lot of trouble. This show is not for that. This show is not about you doing a personal raise. This show is for business owners. Okay, so all of you that are trying to do personal raise, this is one for you. So I would use Facebook and I would do a personal raise because you can do that. You can raise money for yourself. I would make sure that I had someone put at least $50 in. Lots of people are trying to raise money on Facebook and they simply don't start out with a big enough amount in there. They start off and they're zero. And when people come to see about their fundraising and there's zero in there, they don't want to be the first person to put money in. It's just a psychological thing. They just don't want to do that. They just don't want to be the first person. So have someone, make an agreement with someone that, hey, on Tuesday I'm going to start and I need you to be the first person to put in $50 and have at least $50 in there. Make it look like you can get to your goal. Then what you're going to have to do is not only are you going to have to post about it, but you're going to have to individually contact people. That means get into their messenger, call them on the phone and talk with them, email them. You're going to have to connect with people. You can't just post it a few times and think people are going to rush in and give you money. You're going to have to make connections and you're going to have to ask for the money. If you think it's just going to go up there and you're going to instantly have money, I got to tell you, it's not going to work like that, like at all. That is not how it works. When people are crowdfunding, they're working. They're working every single day. The other thing about Facebook crowdfunding or raising money on Facebook is that it's not very fast. The money takes almost 2 months or more to get to you. So if that's how you're going to do it, I would start way far ahead of time. Lots of people have a 2-week deadline, a 3-week deadline. The money doesn't come to you that fast. You need to understand that it takes a while for that money to come. So if that's how you're going to do it, you need to start way ahead of time. It just takes time. They have a whole process that they go through, and it is not fast. So, you know, if you have 264 Facebook friends, it is reasonable that you should be able to raise $350. You do have to work. You do have to ask. You do have to make contact with people. You do have to get them to say yes. And you do have to remind them. People are busy and they forget. It's not that they don't care about you. It's just that, hey, look, people have lives. Stuff is going on. And you just can't rely on people to remember. You have to remind them, and you have to do the work. All right. Continue to send in your messages. Continue to send in your questions. I'm going to answer them, and we're going to start off 2020 being very clear-headed and focused on our business in crowdfunding. I'm looking forward to talking to you soon. Thank you for listening to the podcast, and please share it out with your friends. I appreciate it so much. And you can financially support the podcast with 99 cents a month, or $4.99 a month, or $9.99 a month. That's right. Surprise! It's crowdfunding. Hey, you can support the podcast any way you like here on anchor.fm. I appreciate that. And I've got a special gift. Those of you who are supporting at the $9.99 a month will get a review of your projects. Normally I charge $250 an hour, but for my sweet and generous supporters, I am here for you. So you do whatever you want to do to help me, and I am going to help you. Thank you so much, and I'll see you again next time. Remember, ignoring one's conscience is neither safe nor right.